Hello, this is the Monticello party line. And here's a signal for everyone, everywhere along the line.
Party liners, that's the warning siren. This is the last day on which we will announce news about the famous Sarah and Aggie apron offer. If you haven't written for your apron, this is positively your last chance to hear the full story. Sarah and Aggie have prepared thousands of aprons for their friends on the party line, and they want every one of you to have one. These are aprons that would cost you a good deal of money in the store. They are made of the finest Pepperell and Pacific Mills percale, the finest percale that is possible to get. The aprons come in a vast variety of bright spring-like colors, cheery summer shades, and rich autumn tones. Patterns are about the most exciting that you've ever seen. Every apron is guaranteed to be tub-fast as to color, and they even look brighter and more crisp after washing than before. There's a large, roomy pocket in which you can carry clothespins and things that you find around the house. And because of a special cut, every apron is guaranteed to fit you. You can order from us without knowing your size because every apron is a specially balanced over-the-head neckline type. They will not bind or pull. The cut is right, and the sashes of the same material tie the apron snugly around your waist. Now, for the last time, here's what you do to get your apron. Go to your druggist and get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Syrup pepsin, as you know, is the delicious liquid laxative for every member of the family. It's especially important to have it in the house during the coming holiday season when inner workings are liable to get out of kilter. Now send the carton top from your syrup pepsin with your name and address and 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. That's all there is to it. Your apron is a gift from Sarah and Aggie. So go out and get that syrup pepsin today. Write your name and address on the carton top. Enclose just a dime for packing and mailing, and send it to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station today. Now come on now, you latecomers. It's almost too late, but this is your chance. Write to Sarah and Aggie today. The time in Alaska at the infirmary where Jack Owens is recovering from his serious injuries is a few hours after yesterday's scene. You remember Jack told Rocky, when Rocky finally decided he should have the letter from Chicago, that he wasn't going to open it immediately. The letter was from Bud Patterson, and this old friend of his, so Jack said, never writes anything important in his letters. Besides, Jack was tired and wanted to rest. The letter was put aside. Now, a few hours later, Rocky has stopped in for a brief visit. He notices the letter.
Hi, Rocky. Sit down. Let's hear the news from town.
Oh, ain't much of anything to tell. See, you ain't read your letter yet.
No, but I will. Town all decorated for Christmas?
Yeah, beginning to look pretty good now.
I might get up for a while tomorrow and see it. As a matter of fact, I've got some Christmas shopping to do, Rocky.
Oh, you have, eh? For what? Mrs. Gillespie and the Doc, I suppose.
Yes, for them, but also for my family, you know.
Oh, well, that's fine. Glad to hear it. You just let me know what you want, and I'll get it for you.
We'll pick out something that doesn't weigh too much. Of course, it'll have to go by plane.
Well, you give me kind of an idea what you want to send, and I'll find it. Don't you worry yourself about that.
Well, I want 3 things, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
A gift for Aunt Willie, a gift for my little girl Kitty, and one for my wife.
Well, we'll find them something nice. You know, I'll kind of enjoy picking out presents for your family, kid. It's long since I had any of my own folks to give anything to. Now, let's see. Anything around here I can write some notes on about what I'm supposed to buy for you?
There must be some paper on the table. Oh, here's Bud's letter. You can write in the back of it. Say, now, it's kind of a dirty trick, isn't it, not reading a letter when you get it? Somebody took the trouble to write it. I ought to be able to read it, I guess.
Well, I've been kind of thinking you really ought to have a squint at it to see if the weather's okay down there, seeing as he writes mostly about the weather.
Yes. Well, we'll have a look.
The light's kind of bad there, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Say, Rocky, would you mind reading this to me? Bud's writing's always so hard to make out, especially in this light.
Sure, hand it here. I don't know how far I'll get if it's high-toned writing, but I'll give it a try.
Well, don't worry. There's nothing high-toned about Bud. He never was a literary light.
Well, here goes. Says, Dear Jack, wonder how you're getting along up there in this winter weather. It sure is cold around here, and I suppose Alaska is just that much colder.
What did I tell you? Weather report right off the bat.
Well, ain't much of a weather report. You don't say how cold it is. Yeah, now, let's see. Hope you don't get snowed in. Listen, fella, here's some news for you.
I suppose he's going to give his latest bridge scores now.
Well, don't see any figures here. Here's what he says. Some news for you. Yeah. And got a letter from Suzanne Mack the other day. She's gone to Florida to escape the big snow. Drove down in her new 16-cylinder job. Some bus.
And that kid can handle it, too, I'll bet. Oh, excuse the side comments, Rocky, by the way.
Oh, that don't bother me none. Now, let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah, some bus. She visited Maryland in Monticello, Illinois, on her way south. Now, here, Jack, is the news. I guess you'll be relieved to hear it, since it means you can start out on a clean slate with your life, and it's probably better for Marilyn, too.
Well, what's he talking about?
Say, maybe you'd rather read this yourself, Jack, if it's something on the personal side.
No, go ahead, read it. What's he say now?
Well, probably better for Marilyn, too, Suzanne wrote...
Go ahead. Can't you make it out?
Suzanne wrote that Marilyn has filed suit for divorce and...
Marilyn has filed suit for divorce and... And, Rocky, go ahead.
And I suppose by the time you get this, you'll be a free man, as you've often said you should be. Incidentally, I think you'll be glad to know that Marilyn has apparently found a young man in Monticello, a friend of her brother's, and it looks like a match, according to Suzanne. Well, for God's sake, say something, will you? Don't look like that, kid. Don't.
Let me have the letter, Rocky.
Okay. That is.
Envelope, too.
No, wait. I got to use that to write down the Christmas presents you want me to buy.
Christmas presents? It's only a few minutes ago, isn't it? We're talking about buying Christmas presents for the wife and daughter I haven't got anymore.
Oh, don't. I know. I wish there was something I could say. God, kid, if I could tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry? Sorry? Now, what kind of talk is that? Didn't you just read what Bud said? I'm a free man now, Rocky. I'm a free man. You ought to congratulate me, don't you think?
A moment ago, the unopened letter lay harmless, silent, disregarded on the table at Jack's side. Now its message has shattered the new world that Jack Owens had just begun to build for himself. What havoc Susan Mack's casual letter to Bud Patterson has wrought. What will happen to Jack's new resolve now? What influence will the Ramseys and their pretty daughter exert now in Jack's shattered life? While this blow has been struck in Alaska, down in Monticello, Jack's beautiful wife Marilyn is walking home with her brother Carlton. They've both been helping Sarah and Aggie get out gift packages of aprons. Marilyn says,
Carl, there's something I've been wanting to ask you, only I haven't had the courage until now.
What do you mean? Since when am I such a tough guy you have to have courage to tell me something?
Well, it's just because I don't want you to think I'm being weak and sentimental again about Jack.
Sis, what do you mean? You're not...
No. I'm not giving up the divorce, only... Well, the hearing has been put off so long now, and Then all of a sudden they tell me it's going to come up right now, just before Christmas.
Well, wouldn't that be a good thing to have it over and done with before Christmas? For once in your life, you wouldn't have that shadow overhanging every holiday.
I don't think I can face it just now, Carl. Do you think it would be so dreadful if I asked to have the hearing postponed until after the holidays?
Okay, sis, that'll make you feel any better. Go ahead. But no more postponements after that. You've been fooled into staying tied to that guy too darn long as it is.
In Alaska, Jack believes that Marilyn has already been granted her divorce. In Monticello, Marilyn cringes from the ordeal of the divorce hearing and asks a postponement until after the holidays. Thousands of miles and a vast silence separates two people whose lives once seemed destined to follow exactly the same path into an endless future. Can you see a solution for Jackson Marilyn's problem? And what of the young man whom Susan mentioned in her letter? How much does he mean in Marilyn's life? Last call, party liners, positively last call. This is the last day on which you're going to hear about the famous Sarah and Aggie Christmas apron offer. You'll want one of these bright, cheery Sarah and Aggie aprons on Christmas morning. It will definitely add something to the festivities. You know, these aprons are cut to generous size. They have a large, roomy pocket and are bound with tape all around for extra wear. What's more, they're made of the finest percale obtainable. 80 by 80 threads to the square inch. Now, surely you want one of these wonderful Sarah and Aggie aprons. Take my word for it, I tell you, you'll simply love it. It's an apron that you'd be glad to pay a good deal for in the store. Sarah and Aggie offer to send you your apron as a gift. Now, all you do to get this famous Sarah and Aggie apron, here are the directions for the last time, is to send in a carton top from a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. You get it at any drugstore. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. Send in a Syrup Pepsin carton top together with 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. But be sure to enclose your name and address, too, of course. Once more, final directions. Send one Syrup Pepsin cotton top and 10 cents to help cover cost of packing and mailing with your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. You will get your wonderful Sarah and Aggie apron by return mail. Now, Monday on the party line...
Just a moment,
oh,
if you
hello
please.
There, Clem. Well, what's on your mind, boy?
Just a moment. Just a word to party liners from me, Clement G. Tuttle, and...
From me, Aggie Tuttle, and...
From me, Sarah Peters, and Curly.
Huh? Oh, is it... My goodness, is it my turn? excuse me, I was so interested listening to the rest of you. Hello, everybody on the line. Hello.
My goodness. Well, here we are.
Do thank you, one and all, for the interesting letters you've been sending in. Read the aprons, etc., etc.
Damn, folks will think you're writing a letter instead of talking.
Oh,
dear party liners, we're so happy to read your wonderful letters. And we're just delighted to know that so many of you liked your apron so much that you sat right down and wrote us letters about it.
And we hope you won't forget you can still send in for aprons for Christmas gifts and for yourself, too, just as long as our supply lasts.
I don't think it'll last as long as the aprons will, though, so you better hurry.
Very good, Curly. Very good. These aprons are so fine. The supply aprons won't last long, but boy, the aprons will.
And you and your joke. Or was it Curly's this time?
Well, I guess maybe I'll take the blame, Aggie.
Well, never mind. All we'd like to say is, many thanks from us to you, and we'll see you Monday on the line.